You see, we got to understand we're in the church house. On your job, you can't praise the Lord like you want to out loud. You can't do it in the grocery store, somebody get all upset with you. But since we came to the house of God and you're already here, you might be tired and broke down. You might be broke, busted, and disgusted. But you came to the house of God, so you need to just worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This way you can open your mouth as wide as you want to. You can run around the building. You can clap your hands. You can shake your feet. You can let go and let God have his way. Because he is God that woke you up this morning. He laid you down last night to rest. He made your pain be a little less. He gave you food to eat. He gave you some water to drink. He gave you some hands that you can use. So use them while you can use them. Because there's some people that can't use their hands. They can't use their feet. They can't open their mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Use what you got. If you have some hand, clap them. If your hands feel a little painful, stomp your feet and give God some glory. Give him some glory. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody can heal you like Jesus. Nobody will provide for you like Jesus. So he is worthy. 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 Hey. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh. See, I got somewhere to go. I have somewhere to go. I want to go to heaven. And I want everybody to know. And when I get there, what the rest says? When I get there, I want to go there. When I get there, I want to tell somebody I know. See, I got to get myself together. You got to get yourself together because you have some place to go. You want to go to heaven? Anybody want to go to heaven? You can't get there any kind of way. You can't get there if you don't praise the Lord like you should. Because he said everything, 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 everything that have breath, praise. He did not tell us to be a psychologist. He didn't say you have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a nurse. You don't even have to be smart. Just have some breath so you can praise him. Don't take a much. It don't take much. Just a mouth that can open. A sound can come out of it. Hey! Don't have to have much. Just a mouth. Amen. And a tongue that works.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him again.
Praise.
That's all you need is some breath. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. You see that little baby just got christened, y'all? You see that little baby you just got christened? You christened just now? That baby say, he praising the Lord. She praising the Lord because she wants some milk. She wants some food. That's the only way to tell you. So she cry out. We can praise the Lord. I know we can give him some praise. Hallelujah. See, I had a battle. I had a battle with the enemy last night. I didn't get much sleep last night. I didn't sleep much last night. Hallelujah. All kind of things was going on. But I don't disturb nobody. Because you know, I know that I got a God that don't sleep. So I was having all kind of things going on. Pains here and there, sneezing and all that kind of crap. Well, listen here. after a while, when it got 3 o'clock, I lift up off that bed. I looked at that clock over my husband and it said 3 something. I said, wait a minute. It's going to soon be daytime. Satan, I ain't got time for this. I said, I'm sick of you. I'm tired of you. Get out of my room. Get out of my bed. Get out of my house, because you are a loser. I got sick and tired of him messing around with my sleep, messing around with my body, messing around with my head. I said, I'm tired of you. You demon, in the name of Jesus, the Lord God, the Holy Ghost, the power of Jesus Christ, rebuke you, Satan. I said, I'm going to get me some sleep before morning. And I said, I'm going to church today, and I ain't taking no script. I'm taking the Holy Ghost, and I ain't writing down nothing. And I don't care what you want to say, God. Just say what you want to say. But Satan got to go. Get out. Get out. Get behind me. I got a peace that came over me around 4:45. I said, now, God, I call for the spirit of sleep. You see what you got to understand, Sister Lita, that in the heavenly, there is an angel for everything. You got an angel for everything. All you got to have enough knowledge to know is there. And you call. Sister Curtis learned about the sowing angels. She used to sow and get some problems. She'll call and she'll say, pray for me, Emily. I got to have this ready for such and such a time. I say, Rose, lift your hand to heaven and call for the sowing angels. Call for those angels that can sow better than you ever thought you can sow. And she will call me back a little later and say, you know they came because I got it all done in time. Listen, we got all kind of stuff we just don't even use.
That's right.
So I call for that sleep angel. And you believe you me, when I look again, I was waking up. You see, you don't know when you go to sleep. You only know when you wake up. And I say, thank you, Lordy. Thank you, Lordy. Hallelujah. And I say, Satan, you lose again. You lose again. Don't let him win. My car dropped. Brother, what his name is? My car wash man. That Jerry can't wash my car no more. Jerry, I bless that brother. He comes straight from work sometime and come right to the house of God. Bless you, Brother Jerry. Because you let that sleep angel stay till you get back home. And he going to give you your sleep to go back to your job. Lord Jesus, I told him to do what you want to do in this house today, because you know the people in this house and you know what they need. You know what they need, and you can get it if you want it. Now listen, he's not going to throw it on you. And he see that you say you want it and you ain't going to praise him and thank him for it going right over your head. And that sister right behind you will receive it. Because he ain't taking his blessing back. Hey, y'all. He ain't taking his blessing back. He going to give it to somebody. Somebody going to get a double portion of blessing. Because those who shall receive it won't receive it. It's coming to somebody. Somebody going to get it. Somebody going to receive it. Because it ain't going back. It ain't going back. He got too much blessing to give out to take them back. So he going to give it to somebody. Who want it? Who want it? God got a blessing with your name on it. You got to receive it if you want it. Woo! My God is good. He's my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I done took up about 10, 12, 13 minutes of my time. But it's all right. God is the on time God. He know when to start and know when to stop. And thank God I got wisdom to know when to let him start. And I got wisdom to know when to let him stop. I'm not going over God. Because anything I say beyond what he says is going over your head anyway. But we want you to leave out of here with a blessing. He got a blessing for you. I didn't stay up all night without to have a blessing come for me. I got my blessing. You got to get yours. But in this scripture today, it's 37 verses. You know, I'm not going to go over those verses again. But there's a lesson in the scripture for you to learn. You see, the whole Bible was written over 2,000 years ago. So everything in this Bible were done by somebody else. But those things that were done over there were for us today. So you'll know how to receive and to operate, that you will get the same results or the effectiveness of what they got when it was written. This is not no storybook. This is your life. You see this book right here? When you stand before God, Sister Gloria, He's not going to judge you by nothing more or nothing less. That's what's written right here. Not what the preachers say in other words, and not what they say is okay or not okay. Only what's in this word. So this is your life, and it's your lifeline, and it's your map to where you say you want to go. And where you want to go? Everybody want to go to heaven. Nobody want to go to hell. Nobody got time for hell. Ladies, I ain't got time for this. You don't have time for hell. Hell is hot. And once you get in there, you can't get out. I had a friend say, I don't mind to go to hell as long as I be in the part where I could get some water. I said, you go right on down there and test it out. Just when you get there, you realize you can't get out. It ain't no water there either. But you already done made a bad choice. Okay? I don't fight with nobody. You don't want to go to heaven? That's your business. All I'm going to do is tell you what this book say. Now you pick it up or you put it down. Isn't that what the Lord did with the devil in heaven? He gave him a chance to be a beautiful angel, to be top next to him. And the devil just made a crazy mistake and thought he was bigger than God. God didn't stop him. Think about it. He didn't stop the devil from doing what he was doing and saying what he was saying. He let him just go right on, because you know what he knew? I'm God and I got the last say. That's why I love the Lord. Because it don't matter what nobody say or do, He got the last say. So I'm one like to deal with the one who have the last say. I ain't let nothing else bother. So he went on to the Lord, just say, okay, your time up, out. Your three strikes, you out. Kick him right on out. Took his all his little friends with him. All his little friends went out with him. But you had some pious ones like we have in the body. Pious and, oh, they shouldn't do him like that. Oh, why he did him like that. Oh, that wasn't so nice. God said, you out too. Out. Sent them out too. All those angels that pitied the devil because he was wrong and doing wrong, Sister Whipple, all those that pitied him, he sent them out with him too. You pity him, go live with him. Because you can't pity him and live with me. That's why he said you can't serve God and money. You're going to love the one and hold fast to the other, or you're going to hold fast to the one and hate the other. You cannot serve God and money. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now in 2 Chronicles, in this chapter 20, Jehoshaphat, the leader of the children of God, was a good man. He was a righteous man. He was an obedient man. He did all the things that he was supposed to do just the way he was supposed to do them. And so God's hands and his blessing was upon Jehoshaphat, because he did what was right. But back in the day, when they came out of Egypt, when the children of Israel, I'm just going to go through the story. It's too many to read and we don't have but a short time. But it was read, so if you wasn't reading behind them, well, you just got to go home and read it. Years ahead, Sister Andrea, the Moabites and the Ammons and all these bites were there when the children of Israel came out. God is God. And he told the children of Israel, don't bother them. Let them stay right over there. I'm going to take you in a different route. I'm not going to let you go through where they are and all the problems they have. I'm going to take you around that city. You know, they know that there were people that were not with them, and he was allowing them to destroy all of those people that were against him on the way through to the promised land. A different set of people, he said, don't bother them. Just leave them, and I'm going to take you around them, and I'm going to still get you to the promised land. But now way down here in the Chronicles, here these same people. Sometimes you got people, your help, and your help, and your help, and your help, and down the line, and they come back to stab you in your back. You have a good friend, you tell some good private things to. You tell them your life because you say that's your friend. Oh, you just talk with them, and that's my good friend. But don't let that good friend get upset with you. Somewhere down the line, they're going to put out everything you said because now they want to get back at you because you're not their friend no more. You don't have no friend. The tongue said, keep your eye on your close friend because your enemy cannot harm you. It's your close friend that will give you a stab in your back. So be careful of your friend because your friend have a friend and your friend's friend have a friend. So be careful of your friends. But you got to understand, there was a moral to this story. God had a set time. God had a set time that he was going to work for his children. So I want to let you know time is on your side. Somebody in this building has been going through some things for a long time. And they get discouraged. They don't know what to think. They don't know what to do. They don't know which way to go. But they've been going through a long time. Let me tell you something. Time is the best thing for you. He's talking to somebody in this building today. You've been struggling with it. Wondering why God won't deliver you from it. Wondering why it is so heinous and you have to face it every day. He said, don't worry. I know the plan. And sometimes he don't tell you the plan. But he did give us some specific instructions. He don't tell you the plan. But he tell you what to do while he's working out the plan in your behalf. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So these people came to fight against Jehoshaphat and his men. But there's another lesson in this scripture. The people of God are not ignorant of the devil's devices nor his plan. We are not supposed to be ignorant of what the devil trying to do to us. Because we know him. He said you got to know him. Help us, Holy Ghost. The young man from the outside came and told Jehoshaphat. He said, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And they come in to fight you, Jehoshaphat. And it's a multitude of enemies. How many enemies do you have? How many situations are you fighting through at this time? That's your enemy. The things that you're fighting through so hard and can't seem to get through. I need this, I want that, this won't happen, that won't happen. Lord God, what's going on? He said a great multitude was coming against you. The Bible tells us don't be afraid of sudden fear. Not the kind of fear that make you run. He said Jehoshaphat feared. He feared the multitude and he feared. But he didn't fear to run away and hide or to give in to the multitude. He feared enough and used the wisdom God gave him to know that his God that he'd been serving all this time was well able. He wasn't dumb, deaf, nor blind. He knew where the enemy was. He knew what they was. And he knew what they're going to do. So Jehoshaphat feared. And it says, he feared and he set. You see, you don't miss them little words. Don't miss those little words. You see, those of you who don't know how to wake up in the morning on a proper time. See, I got a clock inside of me. I don't care what time I go to bed. 4:45, 4:30, my eyes coming open. That has been built to me. That used to be my prayer time all the way back forever and ever. That was my prayer time. So no matter what time I went to bed, my eyes coming open that time. So in my spirit, man, my time was set. So I said, Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all of the praise city. Judah mean praise. So he called for the praisers to give a fast. And he sought the Lord. And then he gathered everybody around him to ask help of the Lord and all the cities round about. And then it said that Jehoshaphat came together and he went out to the court, and this was his prayer. O Lord God of our father, art not thou God in the heaven? You see, you got to give him his accolades. You got to let him know that you know who he is. You have to let him know you know all the powers that he have. You have to let him know you know that he can do anything but fail. You got to let him know that you are weak, but he is strong. So he let him know, and he said a few things, and he told him all the things that he knew he was. And he said, and they dwelt therein, have built thee a sanctuary. We made you a house. You're in the sanctuary today. That's why I say you need to come into the sanctuary praising the Lord. Because the sanctuary was built for us to praise the Lord in. Not to come and sit down, fold our hands, and rock back and forth. Back and forth. You might be saying amen to the word, but if you keep doing like that, you're going to sleep. Because rocks put you to sleep. That's why they put the baby in a rocking chair. I got my little grandbaby, they put in there when they want to hear her cry. They put in there, she go, na, 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 na. She goes to sleep in a little while. So if you don't open your mouth and keep your voice moving out, and you already tired, you keep bowing your head like that. One time it going down, ain't coming up. You going to be so sleepy. You going to be sleepy. Hey, that's just the way body is. That's just the way the body is. Especially if you came here tired. You don't want to sleep, but honey, sleep will call you and get you and sleep you. Sleep you. You'll be trying the best to keep them eyes open, but it won't work. When you're sleepy, you're just sleepy. Oh, God. And he said he reminded the Lord of his promises. The house, and you are the God of the heaven, and you rule the heaven, you over the kingdom of the heathens, and you are able to do everything, and nobody can withstand you. He said, you told us. What did the Lord tell anybody in this building today? He said, you told us when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. I think I had a topic up there. What did the topic say, Brother Sweeney? What did it say back there? What did I put up there? Did you put it up there already? Put it up there, Brother Sweeney! I don't think that's a soundproof. Okay. This is what God gave me. He said, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. The Lord is in this place. He is in this place. And he's here to do you some good if you just receive it. I'm going to show you how they messed it up. Hallelujah. He said, when all these evil come upon us in this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Who's crying today? Anybody have any affliction, some things that holding them up so long? Anybody? Wave your hand if you got some stuff that's holding on to you. If you got some, I say wave your hand if you got some things. Come on, we need to definitely. If you got some stuff holding you down, can't seem to turn you loose. You want them to get gone. You want them to be gone. You want them to go. You don't want them because they ain't good. They don't feel good. They don't look good. They don't taste good. You don't want them in your life. He said, you told us if we do this, if we turn to this house and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou will hear and do what? Help. You're going to help us if we cry to you. Anybody crying to the Lord? You see, last night I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I had to tell that devil, get to going, get out. And I had to do it with a good voice. I didn't want to wake him up, but I had to do it with them deep voice down in your spirit. Get out of here. Get out. Because I didn't want to wake him up, but I wanted to say it real strong. I said, get out of here. But you see, God knows my intention. It wouldn't have come out loud because I had a motive for not letting it be loud. But boy, if he wasn't in that room. You see how, do you see how a roach kick when it don't want to die? Roach turn up on his back and all his legs is going, his antenna going because it don't want to die. But he got to die because he's been sprayed. He been already sprayed. The devil is defeated. He's already defeated, but Alexis. Look at the children. These people who you didn't even allow us to invade when we came out of Egypt. Look what they're doing to us. They reward us. They come in to cast us out of our possession. Is the devil trying to take anybody's possession? What God gave you, is he trying to take it back? Is he trying to steal your joy? Is he trying to steal your salvation? Is he trying to steal your blessing? He got a three-purpose game. The devil come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I already beat him at his own game. I came to give you life and give it more abundantly. He said, these people coming, our enemies coming to take our possession that you gave us. And he said, judge them, Lord. He didn't say judge them next year. He said, you look at them round right now and see what they're trying to do. For they're coming against us with this great company. And they say, you know, the people are so big. This company is so big. Now you got to understand that Jehoshaphat or Jehoshaphat, he had a great army too. He had a great army of men. Men of valor, men that know how to fight. But you see, he had enough wisdom. Brother Pegat, don't depend on what you got. He didn't depend on his army that he had prepared to help him fight. That's very important. If it went over your head, you better catch it. And he said, for we have no might against this great company and cometh against us, that cometh against us. And furthermore, we don't even know what to do anyway. The Holy Ghost told us we don't even know how to pray as we ought to. We be praying some long prayers and some big prayers and saying some words, but it's still not what get to God's ears. I hope you understand that. Those words that you say and the way you say them do not get to God's ears. It's the Holy Ghost picks up that prayer, fix it all up, set it right, and then take it on to the Father. And that's the way you'll get your answer. Because we don't know how to pray as we ought to. He said, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord which maketh the heavens and the earth. I might have the ability. People have rifles in their house. They have Uzis in their house. They have guns in their house. And some still get shot to death with the gun in the bedroom. Because the people get to you first before you get to your gun. So Jehoshaphat had a great army. But he said, we don't have no might against to fight against this company. And we don't even know what to do anyway. And because his heart was clean and his heart was right, and he called all the people, look what he said, and Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Meaning they had the baby who was on the breast. They had the little teeny barbers. They had the teenagers, and they took the men took their wife, the little baby with the mother, and the children. The old song of the days of old said that the mothers take their daughters and the fathers take their son, and let's all run to Jesus and be saved. And because they were together and unified, all with one mind and one determination, God went down to way down in the line. That was one of the young ones. Because it said the son of this one and the son of that one and the son of that one. He was way down the line. So God uses anybody he want to use if your line is clear. If your line is clear. So he came on him. And what did the Lord see? This is what I want you to remember. We are not ignorant of the devil's devices. And we supposed to know when the enemy is on our trail. Oh, we supposed to know. And when the Lord came and told him, he said, now listen. He said, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid nor dismayed by reason of the multitude. Because I can save a multitude. I can destroy a multitude with one person. Me and one person. Did not David do it? Took that one thing and knocked that giant out. And then when he took his own sword and cut his neck off, we need to stop depending on ourselves. Hold on to Jesus and let him fight our battles. And this is what is important. He told them exactly and specifically. He said, now, by reason of this multitude, for the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. He's telling somebody today, that battle you're fighting, don't fight it. Let it be. Whatever it is. Appointments, any kind of problems that you have, leave it alone. Let me handle it. I can do a better job than you, because all you're going to do is frustrate yourself. You're going to lose time. You're going to lose energy. You're going to lose money when you're trying to do it yourself. He said, you don't need to fight in this battle. Even though it's a great multitude, you don't have to fight. Who's fighting in this building today? Who's trying to find the answer? Who's trying to work it out? He said, leave it alone. Let me handle it. Furthermore, you long belong to him and he's your father. Don't you think, father, that's a father back there. Young man, you're going to take care of that baby. You're going to cover it in every way you can. You're going to let nobody harm that baby, right? Hallelujah. See, that baby is dependent. He said, we supposed to be dependent on him. So that you don't have to fight. And you won't have a stroke. And have a gray head. And die before your time. Don't fight. Don't fight it. Leave it in God's hand and let him work it out. He will work it out. While you try to figure it out, says the leader, he has already worked it out. Let go and let God. He said tomorrow. Now this is one time I see he say tomorrow. Because he told us tomorrow wasn't he promised us. He said, we don't even have no tomorrows. But this one time, he said, I'm going to give you some up. I'm going to give you some heads up. Because I want you to do a few things. There's a few things you got to do. We can't let you go out tonight. Because a few things you need to do that you have not done. Listen what he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, tomorrow, go ye down against them. Listen what he said. Listen this clearly. He said, tomorrow, go you down against them. Oh, my God. It said, behold, they come up by the cliff of Zed, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You, now listen, he said, go out against them. Go out against them. Go on now. Don't sit down, fold your hand, and rock yourself and say, okay, God, you're going to fix it. Our faith without work is dead. Get up and do something towards what you're talking about. But don't think that you're going to complete it because God got it in his hand. But you got to get up and do something. He told them where they're going to be. At what end? In what place? Then he turned around and said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. And here he goes again. Now he says, set yourself. Stand ye still. He's saying position yourself like you're ready to fight. But be still in your mind. position yourself like you're going to fight. So you hear what I'm saying. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Tomorrow again, he said, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now, this is where it come in. Jehoshaphat, believe the word of that young man. Believe if the Lord send you a messenger. Don't say who they are. I don't know them. They say they got the Holy Ghost. You just won't help. You don't care what they got. If God sent them, you receive them, because God going to give them a word for you. Don't question who they are, where they come from, what they look like. Receive. Receive. Jehoshaphat believed the message. Then the word of the Bible said, he bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all of the people of Judah, the praise worshipers, they followed the leader. Leader! Leader! That's the leader right there. He gotta say some things. He had to make some actions so that the people would know what to do and how to follow. If you ain't going nowhere, then ain't nobody going nowhere. The leader stepped out first. He bowed his head to the ground and he worshiped the Lord. Then everybody bowed and worshiped the Lord. If our leader sit down quiet and don't do nothing, then the congregation got a right to sit down and do nothing. We are followers. We sheep. They're the shepherd. Sheep's dumb. Sheep don't know nothing. Sheep follow the shepherd. They do what the shepherd do. Huh? That's the Bible. That's what Jehoshaphat did. And everybody bow their face to the ground and worship. All the little children, everybody. They went on and the Levites of the children of the Kohathites, and the children of the Kohathites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice. Everybody in the building, jump up if you can and give the Lord a loud praise. Some enemies to chase. We gotta run them out this building. We gotta run them out these houses. We gotta run them out these spirits. We gotta run them out these minds. And the only way you can do it through praises. That's the way it go. Now that was the day before. That was the day before. Didn't they say? After they did that, they done praise the Lord. They done worship. They done fast. Now he said, early in the morning, they rose up. You can't sleep in. You want something from God, you can't sleep in. Because while you sleeping in, the devil done made another plan. You got to get up early. After you done laid it out in the night, get up early and worship. Get up early and praise him. It said they got up early in the morning. And they went for it like the Bible said. They went where the Bible, the prophet told them to go. And Jehoshaphat, now he in the front. He said, believe in the Lord your God. He didn't say believe in me first. Believe in the Lord your God. And didn't believe me because I'm the prophet. So shall you prosper. Meaning you're going to get what you're asking God for. You're going to get what you're asking God for. And here, y'all ready? It says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. Your praises gotta go out before anything you do to the Lord. You got to praise him. For he says, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the praise of God come fire. Come on, hit it. It didn't sound like that, but that's all right. Come on, put me around the church.